You're listening to the Love Radio Network worldwide. LoveRadioNetwork.com. Educational, inspirational, trending topics, and the hottest hits. With award-winning talk show host and personality. And you made us number one. Thank you. Love Radio Network. Building a network of love.
It's Ladies Night, each and every Thursday on LoveRadioNetwork.com. Tune in at 7 o'clock with Kimberly Renee for her show, Kiss of Life. At 7:30, Simone Hurt with A Single Woman's Love. 8 o'clock p.m., Tanya Maynard with Naturally Me, Naturally Free. Then at 8:30, it's The Gospel Express with Nina Taylor. Join us each and every Thursday for Ladies Night on LoveRadioNetwork.com.
Well, hey, hey, family. Welcome to Kiss of Life, the show about empowerment and transformation. I'm your worldwide host and motivational coach, Kimberly Renee. Happy Thursday, everybody. As always, I'm so glad you tuned in tonight, and I appreciate you. So you know what to do. Please go ahead and tell your family, your friends, your frenemies that Kiss of Life is streaming live on the Love Radio Network. They can just go ahead and click on that Listen Live button. You can also dial in to hang out with us if you have a comment or a question, just want to listen in. And that number is 563-999-3519. Again, that number is 563-999-3519. And if you can't get through, we have an alternate number. And that number is 727-731-5250. Again, that number is 727-731-5250. So family, you know, I've been on this personal journey of self-discovery and empowerment. And, you know, it's taken me many years, you know, to get to where I am today. And, you know, it has been somewhat of a journey. You know, there were some tears. There were moments of confusion. Even doubt, you know, there were times I wanted to run away and just bury my head in the sand, you know, but through it all, there were many lessons learned and many great people, as well as some not so great people, you know, that I've met along the way. And although there were ups and downs, times when, you know, I took some hits, some losses, even when my mind, you know, couldn't conceive the vision, you know, I always knew in my spirit that there was a purpose in my life, for my life. You know, it was just a matter of me staying the course so that that purpose could be revealed and manifest. And, you know, I'm still figuring out what's next, and that's okay, because as we're growing and evolving, you know, there's always going to be a what's next, because, you know, we're in competition with ourselves to become better. At least that, you know, we should be, to become better, to do more, to make a difference and impact in this world. And I'm glad to say that, you know, I'm in a pretty good place right now. I'm clear about my purpose, my goals, and who I serve. And as a part of that revelation, you know, I'm fully aware that to be a leader is to be of service to those around me, to give back. You know, to be a conduit for those who are on their own journey to finding their life's purpose. And as a result of this knowledge, I've created this new segment on Kiss of Life, and it's called Small Business Spotlight. So we're going to dub it as SBS Thursdays, okay? Yes, we are shining the light on small business owners and those entrepreneurs out there, you know, who are just on their grind and out there doing positive things, you know, to get the bag. So it's truly my heart's desire to help them get to their destination. You know, no man is an island, and we all need help. We are the village. And so tonight we're just going to, you know, relax and wrap it up, you know, with my special guest who's in the studio with me. And I'm so excited to have her on the show. She is kicking off SBS Thursday. So I would just dub her, you know, a founding guest of SBS Thursdays. I met this young lady a few years ago when she was hired to work on my secular job in the financial industry. And, you know, we just connected, and she quickly grew from my coworker to my little sister, as I have adopted her as such. So I'm going to share a little bit of her background so that you can get to know her a little bit better. So Bridget LaCroix is a fun-loving, creative person and a force to be reckoned with. She achieved her AA degree in liberal arts from Middlesex County College. She is a single mother of one son who she adores and is the motivating force behind her drive to leave a legacy. Bridget has her own unique sense of style and always aspires to feel and look her best. She enjoys sharing her flair for fashion with those around her and established Bundled by B, LLC, in 2019, where she specializes in handmade head wraps, bonnets, infinity scarves, and face masks. Bridget wholeheartedly believes that you can't pour from an empty vessel and is fully persuaded that nothing can stop her but her. Rest assured, this entrepreneur is leaving no stone unturned. So family, please help me welcome my little sister, owner, operator of Bundled by B, Bridget LaCroix. Hey, B.
Good evening. Hi.
How are you feeling tonight?
I'm so excited to be here. You know, I always love talking to you anyway, but this is a different capacity.
It sure is. Well, listen, I am so glad that you were on tonight. You know, I really want to thank you for being on the Kiss of Life show tonight. I'm super duper souped up. So just, you know, I'm like really on 10 right now, you know, and I'm excited for, you know, my love radio family and Kiss of Life family to get to know who you are. Listen, family, let me tell you, this woman is busy getting it done. I kid you not. Like, I've been trying to, you know, get her on this show, and, you know, I came up with one date, and then she was like, well, no, I got this to do, and I got that to do, and this date would be better, you know. And I'm like, okay, don't worry. You know, we are going to work it out, you know. But, you know, we moved some things around and everything so I could accommodate her schedule, but I finally lassoed her, y'all. So it's all good, though, because, you know, I really love to see people out there, you know, striving, you know, for their dreams and just putting in the work to be better, to do better, to add value to others, and, you know, just being productive in what they do. So anyway, I want to get right into this interview. Like I said, you know, it's no pressure, B. You know, just we just talking. You know, we all family. You know, my listeners know we all family out here. So I just really
Absolutely.
Want people to know just who Bridget LaCroix is. So first of all, B, can you just, you know, just share with the listeners again, you know, what products and services you offer?
Sure. So when I first actually launched Bundle by B, it was only infinity scarves and head wraps. But now I have bonnets. I do face masks, I mean, because we are in the middle of this pandemic. So mm-hmm. I do have those available as well. And I actually just started working on larger bonnets, like longer ones for my clients that have braids, or even like longer locks, because I do have a couple of male clients that were like, hey, you know, I need something for my hair too. So I'm going to have those very soon. So, but right now it's just the bonnets, the head wraps, the infinity scarves, and mm-hmm. the face masks. at this point.
Okay. Well, it's not just, honey, because, you know, that's a nice little inventory that you have here, you know, especially, you know, for you being a new business owner. You know, this your business is what? If it's just a year old. So, you know, that's pretty good. And, you know, I believe that you just, you know, you're going to grow exponentially. You know, I really believe that. So,
yes, I'm claiming that, too. I'm taking that, claiming that as well. Absolutely.
Definitely. That's why I had to get you on here because, you know, you're out here doing your thing and everything, trying to, you know, give people what they need and everything. And it's a good thing. So it's a win-win situation. You have a product that people need and, you know, you can get some money in your pocket and be your own boss because honestly, you know, in today's society and economy, I really personally don't know too many people that don't have a side hustle. I don't even care if, you know, if you have like your regular 9-to-5. I think, you know, several people have a side hustle because just the way the world is today, it's just not set up for us to go out here on a job and just make it happen. You know, it seems right. like every, you know, the economy and cost of living is increasing, but not a lot of your salaries are increasing. And you have, you know, some people,
right.
unfortunately, who are making regular salaries, like middle-class people who are, like, homeless. Like, I don't understand how you're making, like, $40,000 a year, but you leave your job and you're going to your car. So it's just not designed and set up for us just to just have that 9-to-5. We have to, you know, take care of ourselves, especially those that are nearing retirement, you know, and like us who aren't really near retirement, but we have to set ourselves up, you know. So I'm just right. glad you're out there hustling with the rest of us and just doing what you have to do. So, you know, I commend you for that. But just tell me a little bit about, you know, what was the motivation really behind, you know, launching Bundle by B?
Well, just to piggyback off of what you were saying, we all definitely need something in our lives that we can, like, to take control of ourselves. So with, especially in this time right now, you can see that our 9-to-5 jobs, you can't necessarily control that at all. There are a lot of people that are not working right now, just off the strength of people getting laid off, their jobs, because of the pandemic, they can't go to work. So, When you have something that is your own, you can control that. So even in this time, I have that to be able to control and say, I can still, you know, put food in my house because I took control of that myself. And so that is important. And also because I've always been more of like an eclectic kind of person. I just like, I won't say weird things. I'll say things that are different. And so I felt that this business would be the opportunity to share those type of things with other people that felt the same way. Like, oh, I'm going to have my head wrapped today, even despite, like, not wanting to do my hair or something like that. But because, you know, it reflects your personality. So you can have something that it'll pop with your personality. Yeah. I want to wear this with this outfit because it makes you feel beautiful. You know, things like that. And I wanted to be able to share that with other people.
Yeah, and beautiful you are. Let me tell y'all, I go to work and, you know, listen, y'all, honestly, I tell y'all all the time, you know, I need a stylist because my style is basically, look, it's clean, it fits, you know, but Bridget is, like, always on fleek. Like, she's always, like, she just, you know, her face is beat, her hair is beat, her outfit is beat, and I'm just like, okay, do your thing. You know, I didn't know I was on the runway today, but, you know, that's just her personality, you know, her style, and she pops, you know, and she has great personality, and, you know, she has a YouTube channel and she has actually a tutorial video on, you know, how to wear the head wraps, how to wrap it and everything. And I was watching the video and I love the tutorial, but honestly, because her personality just pops so much on the screen, I was jamming with her really more so than I was listening to the video on how to actually do the wrap. You know, I still really don't have that thing all together, but I think I might even be, you know, one of your models, B. I don't know on her website. Y'all gotta go check it out. I think I might be one of her models. But anyway,
even with the head wraps, it's more about what you like, though. You know what I mean? Like, to showcase your own personality. People like how I wear mine, which is why, to even go off of what you were saying about the YouTube video, that's why I did the tutorial. And the first people were like, how do you do that? How do you wear yours like that? So I did it so that people could wear it like mine. But, I mean, something like a head wrap, you can do it however you want. Exactly. So even outside of the pattern itself, even how you wear it is going to reflect you.
Yeah.
And so that's why I think they're awesome.
Well, I don't know. I almost suffocated myself. I was in the mirror trying to do different things. I think once when I wrapped around my neck, I was like, I'm about to choke myself. But, you know, it's just something that's nice. And like you said, it can go with your personality and your own personal style. So from a consumer standpoint, though, who does Bundle by B cater to? Like, who is your ideal customer, or do you have an ideal customer? Because, you know, a lot of people think, oh, maybe I can't wear it, or, you know, I can. I don't know. Like, do you have an ideal customer?
I wouldn't say I necessarily have an ideal customer. I more so would be fitting to people that even want to step outside the box and try something new. I have that for them. But it's for people that enjoy the fun, because that's what I think accessories are. I think they're fun.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to be able to have everybody enjoy that. And that's why I also want to start incorporating more products for men as well, because guys can accessorize themselves too.
Yeah,
so I think
they,
it's more
they
for everybody
can.
To have fun and enjoy. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's good, because sometimes, you know, I really wanted to ask that, because sometimes people feel like, you know, it's a cultural thing, or it's a Black thing, or it's an African thing, or whatever. But, I've seen your collection, and I think you have something for everybody, you know? I mean, it's just a matter of, you know, people's personal choice and their personal style, you know? So, I mean, and that's just, you know, being, you know, a good business person, I guess, so to speak, you're not limiting yourself. You know, you have something for everybody, and it's just like, hey, come on over to Bundle by B, and just, you know, it's a way of people just expressing themselves, you know, so.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I remember, you know, us being on the job, you know, when you were, like, first starting out, and you were coming up with the ideas and everything. And I'm like, come on, V, you could do it. Because I'm looking at this stuff, and I'm like, girl, this girl has a gift. You know what I'm saying? Like, the Bible says your gift will make room for you. And I'm watching you with this stuff, and I'm like, you know, I really believed in you. And I really, you know, wanted to push you, because I knew that you could do it. You know, there's going to be some blood, sweat, and tears with anything, but I think it's just so much more gratifying, you know, when you're working on your own vision, you know, to make it come to fruition, you know. And then, like you said, it's all about having something of your own that you can be proud of. And I mean, you know, she really does, like, because this stuff is handmade, people. She puts her heart and soul into her products. You know, I see her product line, and, you know, she loves what she does, you know. And I mean, she be sweating and stuff like that. You know, be doing the whole stretching thing. And I'm like, Bridget, I'm telling you, you can do this. You know what I'm saying? God is never going to give us a vision that we feel that we can really just acquire and attain so easily. You know, that's where our faith level comes in, and that's where our dependence on him comes in. So anybody that out there has a vision and stuff like that, listen, it's going to be bigger than anything that you think that you can do or whatever, you know. But that leads me to the next question, Bridget. Like, as a new entrepreneur and business owner, you know, just starting out in the game, what advice, you know, would you give those who are maybe a little, you know, gun shy or apprehensive, you know, to really just take the leap and just, you know, put themselves out there and start their own business?
Oh, I am like the poster child for literally needing to step out and do what God gave me, because I was in, just to give you background, I was in a grocery store. I was on the phone. I was walking around. And when I say the idea for my business, like, smacked me in the face, I got the whole idea of what I wanted to make, what I wanted my logo to look like, everything, everything. But it took me maybe about 2 years to even go online and apply for my LLC. And the thing with that is I would see visions of things that I wanted to make and colors every single day. Every single day. When something is yours, you just have to get out of your own way. Like, so my advice would be, like, yes, there's going to be fear or apprehension when it's something new, you have to get out of your own way, because what's for you is for you regardless. Even if you are in your own way, you have to know that what's yours is yours. And I had to realize that. And once I'm like, okay, last year, so April made a year for my business, April 24th. So that day, I took my tax money and I invested it into my business. I bought my products, like the fabrics I was going to use, and set up my LLC. It was time. So
Was
my advice, to step out of your own way.
So you did invest in yourself. Like, you didn't go out there and buy a flat screen TV and a cell phone.
No.
And a whole bunch of stuff.
I used my whole tax return on my business.
Right.
I got my promotional supplies, like my business cards, my thank you cards with my logo on it, my fabric. I did my LLC online. So I am a legal entity for the state of New Jersey.
Yes.
So I did all of that, and it was one of the best things I ever did.
See, that's a wonderful thing, to take the leap, you know. And then how do you, what am I trying to say? Like, you know, because even though you're in it and you're doing it and you take the leap, you know, there are going to be moments where, you know, there's going to be
absolutely.
The pendulum.
And you know,
the pendulum is
going
to swing back and forth, right? The pendulum is going to swing. You're going to be like, girl, I can't do this no more, whatever. You know, you're going to be wanting to pull your hair out and stuff. You're like, what was I thinking? You know, I can't do it. So how do you just like regroup and kind of like, you know, just reel yourself back in, you know, when you have those pivots and stuff, you know, as a new entrepreneur, how do you just keep it all together and just keep going?
My best advice would be to remember the reason why you started in the first place. Like, you had a goal in mind from jump.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you get in that moment where you're like, I'm tired of these people, I don't want to do this anymore, I can't do this business, whatever it is that's going on with you in that moment, take a moment to reel yourself back in and say, why did I start doing this in the first place? What is my goal? Why did I do this? So when you remember that, it's like, all right, I have to keep going for that goal. And I know for me, that's the biggest push, because I have goals and I have a lot of things that I want to do. And so I can't just stop in the middle of it. I can't just drop it and be like, I'm done, because I didn't get to nearly where I want to be yet.
Right, yeah. So that is very important. And I think that's what happens, that people, you know, it's easy to get frustrated. It is mm-hmm. easy to sometimes just want to throw in the towel, you know, but it is important to remember your why. Because when you remember your why, that is really going to give you your push. Because really, that's your why is everything. Your why is the motivation for pushing and doing what you do, because that's where it all starts. Mm-hmm. Like why am I doing this? And when everything else is, you know, chaotic in your life, if you can just reel yourself back in and remember your why, that'll give you all the motivation that you need to just keep going. But I mean, wouldn't you rather just work hard? I mean, because my thing is this: if I'm gonna be like working by the sweat of my brow and stuff like that, I'd rather be working
with your own
hard
stuff,
to
right?
build myself and my
exactly.
legacy, than to be building mm-hmm. somebody else's legacy. And at the end of the day, it's like that's all I have. Like, just what I did for them. And I mean, it's nice to help others and do for others and stuff like that. But you know, we have to get into a different mindset to know that, you know, it's within us and we can do it. And God's not going to give you anything that he's not going to give you the grace to be able to really, you know, go forth and carry through. But he's stretching us.
Right.
You know, that's what he does. And even once you get to that level where you feel like, oh, you know, I made it, guess what's going to happen? He's going to pull the rug from underneath you, and he's going to stretch you some more. He's going to give you another vision and another goal to strive for. So, you know, we never really stop growing. We never really stop evolving. You know, there's always another lesson to be learned. There's always something else to aspire to, you know?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So, a final question, B. So, you know, when you think about just, you know, your life and where you are in terms of right now, where you are, what do you, like, envision for Bundled by B? as far as, you know, growth and even like maybe newer products and stuff like that? Like, where do you really want to see this business go?
I definitely want to see it beyond just the products being made by my own hand.
Okay.
I want to see it grow to where, like, it is mass produced. I mean, I know right now that that's the appeal that it isn't, but at some point I'm going to have to be more than just my own hand doing it, because that's how I see the business growing exponentially to that point. I definitely, like I said, I want to expand to products to have for men too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
So
and you also have stuff for children, right? You have like, you make like, do you, okay, so you have things for children, because she got the little mommy and me bonnets and stuff like that. So that's cool. Yeah.
Anything that I have can be made for children. So like if somebody contacts me and they specify that it's for a child, I would just need to know how old the child is. So the bonnets can be made for children. I've done like infant bonnets. So
Yeah, so
it can be for children. The masks can be for children, too.
Right.
You just have to let me know so I can resize it.
All right, so,
so any of the things
got one
stop
shopping for the family.
Absolutely.
Okay,
that's,
well, that's what I'm talking about. That's it. That's it. That's what I'm talking about. See, that's entrepreneur spirit, right? Okay. So this has been great. I mean, I'm so happy that you came on the show. And I wish you the best blessings over your business. I know that you're going to thrive because you're very talented. I see your work ethic. I see how hard you work and, you know, the detail and the time that you spend and put into, you know, all that you do and your products and stuff like that. So family, listen, you're going to get a quality product, okay? And Bridget is the real deal. I'm not going to have no janky people, you know, on Kiss of Life because, you know, people will jack you up. So I'm going to bring you quality stuff, you know what I'm saying? Because we all
in
this together.
I'm gonna make sure.
Exactly. So, Bridget, please share with the family, you know, how they can support you, where they can purchase your products. You know, give them your social media information.
Sure. So you can find me Bundle by B on everything. Bundle by B on Instagram. Bundle by B on Twitter. Bundle by B on Facebook. You can like and follow that page too. And I am BundleByB.simplesite.com is my website. You can go on there and check it out and contact me there as well. You can email me at bundledwithb@gmail.com. So either one of those ways you can find me.
Great. Okay, sounds good. Well, thank you so much. And guys, please go on there and look on her YouTube channel for the tutorial, Bundle by B. That way you could just look at her personality because she's a great person. I love her. family,
I
also
love you back.
Thank you. Thank you so much, B, for being with me on the show today. I appreciate
you. Thank
you
for having me.
And family, please stay connected with me as well. My website is KimberlyRenee7.com. You can reach me on Facebook at Kimberly Renee at Truthfully Speaking LLC. Go on there and like my page. I'm on Instagram at Kimberly Renee 2425 and Twitter at Kimberly Renee the number 4. Okay. And listen, if you guys are know anyone who is a small business owner and you want them to be spotlighted, or if you yourself are a small business owner, please reach out to me. My email is krd152@gmail.com. Okay. Family, stay tuned for Simone Hurt on A Single Woman's Love. She got a lot of great things for you tonight. Family, I love you as always. Thank you for rocking with me tonight. And remember, there's greatness in you. Share it.